Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, January 26, 2025.
Trump's directive on DEA programs. On January 25, 2025, President Donald Trump issued a directive to federal agencies to remove roles related to diversity, equity, and inclusion known as DEI programs. This follows a series of executive orders aimed at dismantling these initiatives since he took office in January 2017. DEI programs are designed to create opportunities for women, ethnic minorities, LGBTQ+ individuals, and other underrepresented groups in the workplace. Supporters argue these programs are vital for addressing systemic racism and long-standing inequalities. However, Trump and his supporters claim they lead to unfair discrimination against other groups and undermine merit in hiring. The memo from the Office of Personnel Management requires agencies to act within 60 days, signaling urgency in these changes. This directive could dramatically alter federal hiring practices and the representation of diverse groups in government. The ongoing debate highlights broader discussions about equality and fairness in the United States.
Philippines halts survey amid South China Sea tensions. The Philippines has halted a scientific survey in the South China Sea after aggressive actions by the Chinese Coast Guard toward two Philippine fishing vessels. This incident occurred near Sandy Cay, a small reef in the Spratly Islands, claimed by both nations. The South China Sea is vital for global trade, with about $3 trillion in commerce passing through each year, and is rich in resources, making it a hotspot for territorial disputes involving Vietnam and Malaysia. The Philippine Coast Guard reported intimidation from three Chinese ships while they were collecting sand samples. China accused the Philippine vessels of entering its waters without permission and attempting to land illegally on Sandy Cay, known as Taisian Reef in China. This escalation highlights ongoing tensions in the region, despite recent diplomatic talks aimed at finding common ground. In 2016, a global legal body ruled that China's extensive claims in the South China Sea lack legal basis under international law. However, China continues to assert its sovereignty over the Spratly Islands, leading to clashes with neighboring countries. The suspension of the survey raises concerns about the future of research and resource exploration in this crucial maritime area.
Trump's anti-abortion policy reinstatement. President Donald Trump has brought back anti-abortion policies through executive action, restoring U.S. involvement in key international agreements, including the Mexico City policy. This policy, first introduced by Ronald Reagan in 1984, prevents U.S. family planning funds from supporting foreign organizations that provide or promote abortions. Critics, often referred to as opponents, argue that it stifles advocates for abortion rights and limits access to essential health care. Abortion continues to spark passionate debates in U.S. politics, especially after the Supreme Court's 2022 ruling that left regulation to individual states. Trump has instructed Secretary of State Marco Rubio to enforce the Mexico City policy, ensuring taxpayer dollars do not fund forced abortions. Additionally, the U.S. is rejoining the Geneva Consensus Declaration, which aims to restrict abortion access worldwide. Opponents, including Democrats and abortion rights advocates, believe these policies hinder progress in gender equality and healthcare access. Planned Parenthood has pointed out that while the immediate effects may be limited, this move signals a commitment to restricting abortion access for low-income individuals.
U.S. government negotiates TikTok ownership. The U.S. government is negotiating with Oracle Corporation and investors to take control of TikTok, the popular app owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. This comes as concerns grow about the potential misuse of American user data by foreign entities. A new law, effective January 19, 2025, could force TikTok to be sold or banned due to these security issues. The proposed deal would allow ByteDance to keep a small share of TikTok, while Oracle would manage its algorithm and data collection. With around 170 million users in the U.S., this negotiation is crucial. Oracle is looking to acquire a stake valued in the tens of billions of dollars. Former President Donald Trump has expressed a desire for the U.S. to hold a 50% ownership in this venture. the outcome could reshape how foreign tech companies operate in America, especially regarding data privacy. What does this mean for your data privacy? Stay tuned for updates on this evolving story.
Protests against the AfD in Germany. Thousands of passionate protesters gathered in major cities across Germany, including Berlin and Cologne, to rally against the far-right party Alternative for Germany, or AfD, just weeks before the general election on February 23, 2025. At the iconic Brandenburg Gate, demonstrators lit up their phones, creating a stunning sea of light while advocating for anti-fascism. The AfD has gained significant support recently, driven by public concerns over immigration and national identity. Friedrich Merz, leader of the center-right Union Party, is currently leading in pre-election polls, with the AfD close behind. Activists from Fridays for Future organized the Berlin rally, calling for unity against the far right. Meanwhile, the AfD held its campaign event in Halle, where leaders Alice Weidel and Tino Chrupalla addressed their supporters. Despite backing from influential figures like Elon Musk, Weidel faces major challenges as other political parties refuse to collaborate with the AfD. The political situation in Germany is tense, and the upcoming election could greatly impact immigration policy and the future of the AfD.
Google's AI Education Initiative. On January 25, 2025, Google unveiled an exciting new program aimed at teaching workers and lawmakers about artificial intelligence, or AI. This initiative comes as the company faces increasing government oversight worldwide. Kent Walker, Google's President of Global Affairs, stressed the importance of helping the public and policymakers understand AI tools to foster better regulations and create new opportunities. As competition heats up with rivals like Microsoft-backed OpenAI and Meta, Google is also tackling regulatory challenges in its advertising and search businesses. To address these issues, the company has committed $120 million to develop AI education programs, especially for those affected by job displacement due to technology. One key effort is expanding the Grow with Google program, which has already helped 1 million people gain important skills. Looking ahead, studies from Google, Goldman Sachs, and McKinsey suggest that while some jobs may be lost to AI, many will evolve to incorporate AI tools. This highlights the need for retraining and education in the workforce.
Paul McCartney's call to protect artists' rights. Paul McCartney, the legendary musician from the Beatles, has raised serious concerns about potential changes to copyright rules in the UK. He fears these changes could allow AI companies to misuse artists' work without permission. The UK government is currently discussing whether to let tech firms use copyrighted material for training AI unless creators specifically opt out. This could threaten artists' rights and their control over their own creations. In a recent BBC interview, McCartney emphasized the need to protect artists, especially young talents in a digital world where AI can easily replicate creative works. The Labour Party, in power now, aims to position the UK as a leader in AI while balancing innovation with artists' rights. The Creative Rights and AI Coalition, which includes publishers and artist groups, opposes any weakening of copyright protections. McCartney urges the government to prioritize the needs of creative individuals, reminding them that safeguarding artists is their responsibility. As the debate over copyright and AI continues, clear regulations are essential to ensure artists receive the recognition and compensation they deserve for their work. What does this mean for the future of creativity?
Kristi Noem's confirmation as Homeland Security Secretary. Kristi Noem has been confirmed as the Secretary of Homeland Security by the U.S. Senate, with a vote of 59-34. This key position puts her in charge of managing national security and immigration under President Donald Trump. Previously the governor of South Dakota, Noem has been a strong advocate for strict immigration policies, often labeling illegal immigration as an invasion. The Department of Homeland Security oversees around 260,000 employees and is crucial for border security and deportation efforts. As immigration becomes a heated topic in American politics, Trump has vowed to increase deportations and tighten border controls. Recently, Noem deployed South Dakota National Guard troops to assist Texas with border security, raising questions about the use of state resources for federal immigration enforcement. As she steps into her new role, Noem's policies are expected to significantly influence the future of immigration in the United States, impacting millions of families in the agricultural sector. What does this mean for those facing immigration challenges?
North Korea's missile test on January 26, 2025. On January 26, 2025, North Korea launched a powerful cruise missile, highlighting its ongoing military activities. This test raises alarms not just in the region but also among global powers like the United States and South Korea. North Korea, situated on the northern part of the Korean Peninsula, has a long history of missile tests that showcase its military strength and assert its presence. Tensions have been high since the Korean War ended in 1953 without a formal peace treaty, and North Korea's nuclear ambitions continue to fuel concerns. Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un uses these missile launches to send strong messages both domestically and internationally. The implications of such actions can escalate conflicts and complicate efforts for denuclearization. As the world watches closely, these developments remind us of the fragile security landscape in East Asia.
Trump's potential return to WHO and Saudi investments. Could Donald Trump be making a comeback to the World Health Organization? At a rally in Las Vegas, he hinted at the possibility of rejoining the WHO after previously ordering the U.S. to leave, citing dissatisfaction with its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. is set to officially exit on January 22, 2026, and has been the largest contributor to the organization, providing about 18% of its funding. In addition, Trump plans to urge Saudi Arabia to boost its investment in the U.S. from $600 billion to around $1 trillion, aiming to strengthen trade relations. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has expressed interest in expanding investments with the U.S. over the next 4 years. These developments could reshape global health governance and impact international relations, highlighting the intricate links between health policy and economic investments.
Humanitarian crisis for Afghans amid U.S. aid pause. On January 25, 2025, a humanitarian crisis unfolded as flights for over 40,000 Afghans approved for special immigrant visas were abruptly halted. This three-month pause on U.S. foreign aid, ordered by former President Donald Trump, aims to assess its effectiveness. Many of these Afghans are now left in limbo, facing potential punishment from the Taliban for their support of U.S. forces during the two-decade conflict. Sean Vandiver, leader of the Afghan Evac Coalition, emphasized that this flight suspension was unintended but has thrown the evacuation process into chaos. Since the chaotic withdrawal in August 2021, nearly 200,000 Afghans have been relocated as refugees. The Taliban's return to power raises fears of violence against former soldiers and officials, despite their promise not to punish them. This situation highlights the ongoing struggles of those who risked everything for freedom, now caught in a web of shifting U.S. policies.
Protests in Slovakia against Prime Minister Fico. On January 25th, 2025, tens of thousands of people filled the streets of Bratislava, Slovakia's capital, to protest Prime Minister Robert Fico's government. Estimates suggest around 60,000 participants, with media reports indicating that the total number of protesters across various cities reached about 100,000. This significant wave of dissent is the largest since Fico returned to power in 2023, sparked by his controversial shift toward Russia after a meeting with President Vladimir Putin. Critics claim Fico's government is undermining democratic values and moving away from Slovakia's European Union and NATO allies. In response to the protests, Fico insisted that any change must come through elections, dismissing calls for his resignation. The civic group Mir Ukrajine, meaning Peace to Ukraine, organized the demonstrations under the slogan, We Are Europe, with more protests planned for February 7, 2025. As Fico's coalition faces scrutiny over its stability, the outcome of these protests and an upcoming vote on whether the government should stay in power could greatly impact Slovakia's political future and its relationships within the EU and NATO. What does this mean for the people of Slovakia?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.